Jesus, the law, and us, part four, Just Jesus Evangelistic Campaign, day 229, since January the 20th, 2017, day 596 since January the 1st, 2016, keep it steady. First, allow me to ask that question that I will ask every day. What is the gospel? According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, the gospel is embodied in these words. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, the good news, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. You are saved through the gospel, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, the gospel, how that Christ died for our sins. That's the gospel, according to the Holy Scriptures. And that he was buried. That's the gospel. And that he rose again the third day. That is the gospel, according to the Holy Scriptures. Ladies and gentlemen, Oswald Chambers said, there is nothing attractive about the gospel to the natural man. The only man who finds the gospel attractive is the man who is convicted of sin. Amen, somebody. Now to the meat of the message. Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 19. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your eternal and holy word. Even when we read the biblical definition of the gospel, it said repeatedly, according to the scriptures. And so, Lord God in heaven, we should not only bounce from the scriptures, we should live in the scriptures and stay in the scriptures. Have mercy, Lord, and grace upon us, and forgive us of our sins, our failures and faults as Christians, believers in Jesus Christ. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty of your Holy Spirit. And Lord God in heaven, we pray that your holy name will be glorified, Jesus Christ would be exalted, souls would be saved, lives would be changed, and Jesus Christ honored and lifted up. For it is in his name we pray, and for his sake, amen. You may be seated. Ladies and gentlemen, Martin Lloyd Jones said, "Love is not just a sentiment. Love is a great controlling passion, and it always expresses itself in terms of obedience." You might recall that Jesus Christ said, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" You know why? Because so many people who claim to be Christians are not. So many Christians who claim to love Jesus don't. For Jesus Christ said, "If you love me, keep my suggestions." No. Keep my commandments. Jesus didn't give suggestions. We are still talking about the Old Testament law, the commandments that Jesus came to fulfill, and he did. In this passage, Jesus clearly states that the law is still in effect. He says here in verse 19, "Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Do first and then teach. Not teach and then do. Do first and then teach. I know of a young preacher, he says he's called to preach, but he does not do. He's not obedient to the word of God. And so I will not ordain him to preach until he starts doing what he is supposed to be preaching and teaching. Can somebody say amen? While it is true that we live in the age of grace, which so many of us emphasize so eloquently, we ought not to despise the commandments of God. Can somebody say amen? The grace of God does not negate the laws of God. Never, never, never perish the thought. The mercy that we have experienced does not give us liberty to do away with the law and do whatever we want to do when we want to do it. It doesn't work that way. And if you have that kind of heart, I assure you that you have never been born again. You've never been saved. We're not talking about legalism. We're talking about that if you're a child of God, you're going to be sensitive because of the Holy Spirit of God who lives in you, will bring conviction in your heart, your soul, and your spirit when you're even not only doing sin, breaking the commandment, but when you're thinking about it. Dr. Warren Wiersbe writes, "There is a proper ministry of the law that is not contrary to the glorious message of God's grace." Jesus wants us to know more of the righteousness of God, obey it, and share it with others. The moral law of God has not changed. 9 of the 10 commandments are repeated in the New Testament epistles as commandments for believers. The exception is the Sabbath commandment, which was given as a sign to Israel. Sin is still sin, and God still punishes sin. In fact, we in this present age, we are more responsible because we have been taught and given more. And when you know better, you ought to do better. Can somebody say amen? And what does God do to his children when they disobey his commandments today in the day of grace? Folks don't want to hear it. Folks don't like to hear it. But God will chastise you. God will judge you. He says, judge yourself so that you will not be judged. He said in Revelation, I gave her space to repent, but she repented not. God will give you space to repent, but if you don't repent, God will lay the boom down on you. He will. He'll chastise you. He still loves you. In fact, he says, if I love you, I'm going to chastise you when you do wrong. You read the letters in the book of Revelation to the church from Jesus Christ. In nearly every letter, seven of them, he rebukes the saints and calls on them to repent. The responsibility of believers to the law is twofold. We must obey it and teach others to obey it. Now, we all know that we ought to obey the law because we love him, but I have learned that when you obey God because you love him and you trust him and you fear him, you respect him, you obey him, you're faithful to him, I have learned that God blesses that with one of the most wonderful things in the world, and that is God's favor. You will not make it like you should without God's favor in this life. We obey not by following rules necessarily in a book, but by following the direction of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. In the back. Square up. This way. Down on the right. And a little bit more. And leave it like that. We teach others to obey it, not only, not by necessarily beating them over the head with the Bible, with a set of rules, but by introducing them to Jesus Christ, the one who fulfilled the law and who teaches us to live with pure and loving hearts before God. Those who obey the law and teach obedience to the law by the power of the Holy Spirit will be deemed great and will receive blessings from God. There's no doubt about it. And as soon as you say something like that, that Christians ought to be obedient, they want to call you a legalist. And that's not what it is at all. If you love God, if you love Jesus, you will obey him. It is as simple as that. Now, beloved, if you are with us today and you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of your sins as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation from the punishment of sin, the punishment of breaking the law, and that is hell forever. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In other words, you have broken God's law at some point. You have lusted after somebody or something, coveted somebody's wife or somebody's husband or child. You have committed adultery. You have committed fornication. You have told a lie on somebody or you lied to somebody. We all are guilty of sin, breaking God's law. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. In the back, do the same thing. In the back, do the same thing. Write down. More. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Stay focused. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful. Here's why people go to hell, but the fearful. People too afraid to get saved, afraid of what their family members might say, what their friends might say, and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, people who kill others, the abominable, people who commit the acts of homosexuality, wicked, evil, ungodly people, sorcerers. In fact, we heard today that there's a witch coming on television tonight talking about how she has put a hex on the president. Idolaters, people who worship anything or anybody besides God Almighty. Liars, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. This is a description of people who will go to hell because they have broken the laws of God and they have never trusted Jesus Christ, the lawgiver who kept the law as a human being. Emmanuel, God with us. Now that is bad news. Hell is bad news, my friend. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son. His name is Jesus Christ. Here's the good news, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again by the power of God for you and for me, so that we can live eternally with him. So today, believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to save your soul, and he will save your soul. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust him for your salvation today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried and rose again, and pray and ask him to save you. Follow me in what is called the sinner's prayer. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have broken your law in your sight. Have mercy and grace upon me for your Holy Son's sake, Jesus Christ. And forgive me of all of my sins and all of the laws that I have broken. I understand that I deserve to go to hell. Please have mercy and grace upon my soul as I now believe in the sacrifice that you have provided, the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, Jesus Christ. I believe in him with all of my heart. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent and change and go in the way that you want me to go for the rest of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the back, write down that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. Allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, Please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. So, dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com or one of our other emails and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. And by the way, Evangeline is busy with some other things, so one of you will have to take care of that going forward. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you. We love you. And may God bless you. Real good is our prayer.
Why Jesus loved me.